VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. You can pick our brains, but you can't pick our noses. 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. You know, you can pick your friends, and you can pick your nose, but you can't eat your friends.
Oh, God. You're just a 15-year-old boy again.
Thank you. Thank heavens.
So, Griff.
Yeah, it's my name. Don't wear it out.
So put listenwhileyoulist.com into your browser, please.
Brother. I'm just not going to let this thing go, right?
Listenwhileyoulist.com.
List.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you probably get a GoDaddy parking thing, right?
Yeah. See
okay,
that.
So I own it. I also own listenwhileyoulist.info.net and .org.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to probably have it direct to our site.
Okay.
If you put in listen while you list. Just wanted you to know that.
Oh, I'm not surprised. You are definitely a competitor. All it took was me saying, oh, and they you're finding out that the other company doing that other project says listen while you list, and she just about lost her mind.
No, I didn't.
Oh, come on. You know you did.
I did not lose my mind. I just said, Griff, do they know that's our saying? That's all I said.
Well, now it is our saying.
No, it has been. Oh, God, I love this. Listen,
for
even more eBay Radio fun, eBay info, and selling advice, you can join the eBay Radio Facebook group. Just go to facebook.com/group/eBay Radio, all one word. Click join group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation.
Will you?
That's facebook.com/group/eBay Radio, all one word. And we're very happy to hear from you. Okay, Griff, we've got something to give away. Now we're going to give
our virginity.
We're going to give away. I think we've got more boxes to give away. We're going to do that Thursday.
Okay.
I think we have one more set, if I'm not mistaken, of boxes, of Christmas boxes to give away. But in the meantime, I have a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast Shipping Supplies. Okay.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And we're going to be in a few minutes, we're going to be asking a trivia question. And the trivia question is something that I'm kind of cheating a little bit today because it was on our, or making it easy or something. If you were on our chat board today at any time, you probably would have seen this. I believe it was Betsy.
Yeah.
Who put it up there. I got to make sure that it stays up there, right?
What stays up there?
Whatever we post today stays up there,
right? Yeah, it doesn't
go
away. Yeah.
Okay, so here is the trivia question.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the unofficial name of eBay Radio's original chat board?
Oh, I don't remember.
Now, here's a hint. It was an orphan thread. Oh, I was just anxiety-filled about this. It was an orphan thread not linked from anywhere. So you either had to get it from someone else or Google it. And Betsy said, I like traditions like these, so it will always be the blank to me. What was the name of the chat board?
Wow, I can't remember.
You can't remember?
No.
Hmm.
What's wrong with me?
Well, it's when you hear it, you'll know. When you'll hear it, you'll remember. But if anybody knows, and it was mentioned today, kind of a couple of hours ago on the chat board, Betsy put it out there. So the trivia question is, what was the unofficial name of eBay Radio's original chat board? Now here's the hint. It was an orphan thread, not linked from anywhere. You either had to get it from someone else or Google it. So be thinking about it. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And give us a call. By the way, just so you know, because we've been asked the question twice today, if you have won, you know, every 6 months we allow you to win the secret word contest, right? But for these little giveaways that we do, it's okay if you've won something recently. It doesn't matter. So again, the question is, what was the unofficial name of eBay Radio's original chat board, which was an orphan thread not linked from anywhere? That should give you a clue. So I'm surprised you don't remember it. We used to joke about it, you and I. Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, and I didn't see the post, and I should go look at it, but...
So, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Griff. I mentioned this the other day.
Yeah.
You can find ways to shop your support at ebay.com/charity shop, where the left-hand sidebar lets you shop for special experiences by category or by charity. You should consider listing for charity as well. According to eBay, research has shown that charitable listings on average sell with more bids and at slightly higher final prices. This is important. So in addition, if your item sells, eBay will give you a fee credit prorated to match the percentage of your donation. So if you see that since it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you may want to buy something from somebody who has breast cancer research or whatever, like I do.
Yeah.
In my listings.
Yeah.
So, all right, when we talk about, I'm going over the news stories here, right?
Yeah.
When we talk about Halloween, starting the fourth quarter sales swing, we often forget that Thanksgiving is not just about Black Friday. It's all about giving thanks and celebrating with family and friends, and that means sales opportunities for Thanksgiving decor as well. We just saw those little straw guys and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you put up during this time of year. Up for sale right now is, are you ready, Griff?
Yes.
Here is the item number.
Okay, wait, I got to write it in here somewhere. Where did the page go? Oh, I hate eBay.
This is 14.
Oh, there it is. No, it's my browser. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it is 2222.
It's 2222.
Just 2222.
Yeah.
6977.
Yeah.
3869. So again, that's 2222-6977-3869. This would be a great gift for somebody in your life, Griff. Who likes to cook.
Yeah, that price. I guess it's Bradley and Hubbard who made lots of stuff. It's a cast iron, Thanksgiving turkey bird. I guess it's a doorstop. And it's priced at $42.50. And
that means $4,250.
Yeah, not $42.50.
So here's the Bolo.
Bolo, okay.
Old iron doorstops sell for hundreds and hundreds of dollars all year long.
Yeah.
This turkey is worth as much as the highly collectible Hubley iron doorstops. Let the selling and the celebrations begin.
14 people are watching it to see who's going to cough up the Dola.
So it's is it an auction?
It's a buy it now with a best offer.
Oh, really?
So you can make a best offer.
Okay. Doorstop.
I think the reason why this one might be high in price is that the patina looks pretty untouched. You know, a lot of these, the paint or the finish has been destroyed, but this one looks like it's in pretty great shape, so that could be the reason too.
So the United States Postal Service has filed notice with the Postal Regulatory Commission of price changes for mailing services products.
They have,
to take effect next year.
Wow.
Following the end of the holiday mailing season.
Wow, wow, wow.
If approved, the new prices include a 2-cent increase in the price of a first class mail forever stamp, returning the price to 49 cents. That was the price of a forever stamp before the Postal Regulatory Commission forced USPS to reduce prices as part of its surcharge removal. Pricing for standard mail, periodicals, package services, and extra services will also be adjusted next year, Griff. Some products within each class will see a price increase. Other products will actually experience a price decrease. I'd like to know what those are. It's not listed in the article.
Yeah, I wonder what would that be?
Really? The filing does not affect USPS shipping products and services. The Postal Regulatory Commission will review the proposed prices before they're scheduled to become effective on January 22nd, 2017, And you can get all the details at www.prc.gov, G-O-V. So that's something to be looking forward to.
Yes.
Next year, right?
I'm looking forward to it. That's for sure.
So we have Suzanne here. Hi, Suzanne. What's your question or comment?
Susan.
Susan.
It is the super secret chat board.
That's exactly what
super
it was.
Super secret.
Remember
chat
that?
Board. Now I remember. It's super secret because no one knew about it.
Nobody knew about the show even. We should have called it
the super secret radio show.
It was the stealth show, the stealth radio show and the super secret chat board. Griff and I have been fighting this battle for many, many, many years, you know.
And
but
losing.
But the good thing is, though, Griff, they're all paying attention now at eBay, which is very good.
They better.
Yeah, really.
Well, thank you, Suzanne, for reminding us. Because
Suzanne, you're gonna get that $25 gift certificate. And for Bubble Fast gift supplies, you have to send me email, lee@voicemarketing.com. And in the subject line, please put secret word contest.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So Susan, what do you sell on eBay?
A little bit of everything. I started originally with books and media, you know, CDs and DVDs, and I've branched out to clothes and games and collectibles.
How long have you been selling on eBay?
I've been here part-time. I started like 98, and then I had told you once before I became a widow, so I've tried to go full-time.
Well, we always love hearing from you, Susan. Enjoy your prize. Thank you. We'll
this open
back.
Phone segment is over. The next one's coming up.
When it comes to managing your customer relationships, communication is everything. But just replying to buyers' messages quickly isn't enough. You've also got to deal promptly with returns and order cancellations. That's where Reply Manager comes in. Reply Manager is fully integrated into all eBay messaging, from both My Messages and the Resolution Center. With Reply Manager, you can sort cases into categories and respond immediately with standard replies. Then process each return, cancellation, and refund seamlessly. That's something you can't do anywhere else. Reply Manager can even handle partial refunds and multiple eBay accounts. It all adds up to a better buyer experience. And that's exactly what you want to deliver. Let Reply Manager help you give your buyers the customer service they deserve. Try Reply Manager risk-free for 14 days at replymanager.com. That's 14 days risk-free at replymanager.com.
No active content. That means no Flash, no JavaScript. None of those things that used to make my listing stand out from the crowd. Now what?
Relax. There's no need to get crazy. Instead, get Crazy Lister. With Crazy Lister, you can create professional-looking listings in just minutes via Crazy Lister's super easy drag-and-drop interface. Use one of Crazy Lister's templates or create your own from scratch. Either way, Crazy Lister is already 100% compliant with eBay's new policy banning active content. And every Crazy Lister listing is automatically optimized for mobile viewing.
So, professional-looking listing, check. Looks good on mobile devices, check. And free from active content, check.
First, relax. Then sign up for Crazy Lister and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio. All one word. That's Crazy Lister, mobile optimized and active content compliant at crazylister.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 387.
You may think you're ready to list that item, but you might need to think again. Louise Sanchez is known on eBay as top-rated seller Herbs Crafts Gifts. She says there can never be too much information on your item.
My philosophy has always been, from the absolute get-go 18 years ago, I would rather give more information and have people click away because there's too much there than to have not enough information and have them click away with questions in their mind or have to stop and ask me a question. I want it all there for them to see. They just know what they're getting and they see what they're getting.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Well, Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
And there you are.
And there you are.
So, Griff, the third annual before we go to do the event calendar, the third annual Pitney Bowes Global Online Shopping Survey was done.
It was.
And they found that cross-border e-commerce is now prevalent among consumers around the world. Singapore, Australia, Canada, and Hong Kong have the highest number of cross-border shoppers, while countries like Japan and the United States are still growing in cross-border confidence. So what do you think's going on there, Griff?
It's globalization.
No, but I mean, why the U.S. isn't, you know, doing it more.
Oh, why it isn't doing it more?
Yeah. So see, it says here is the highest number of cross-border shoppers, Singapore, Australia, Canada, and Hong Kong, while Japan and U.S. are still growing in cross-border confidence.
I have no idea.
We need to push cross-border confidence on this show. We need to find ways to do it.
Some Americans are funny that way.
Yeah. But, you know, like, look at Hong Kong. I mean, they're an island.
And they've
got a lot of cross-border shoppers, you would think. I don't know. Anyway, folks, get with the program. It's fun to sell overseas. It really is. And to say that you're an international e-commerce person is just big.
Will we be alive long enough to see listings that say, does not ship to Mars?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think you and I will. But it could happen.
It could happen.
So you ready to read the event calendar?
Is that what we do next?
Yes, what we do next.
Well, knock me down and call me Shirley. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Let's see. The way we get there is we go to eBay's. We go to Voice Marketing Radio.
Right. Or, you know, you can go to ebayradio.com and click on the ebayradio.com and click on the archive button, and then you come right to the site.
There it is, seller events.
Then you look at the top. It says seller resources. You hover over that, and then a drop-down box comes, and you click on seller events, and that's what we're reading right now. And you need to send yours in if you have a seller event.
I'll do it now.
Okay, go ahead.
October 25th, 2016, it's the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group. It's going to meet at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That's Tuesday, October 25th from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. The topic is going to be demystifying shipping. And the speaker is eBay seller and USPS employee Kristen Cannon. And don't miss it because it's going to be wicked fun.
Then on October 26th, you should be doing this next one too, Brighton Online Seller Meetup. That's in the UK. That's Wednesday, October 26th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Grand Brighton Hotel in Brighton, UK. And the topic is growing your business on eBay.
And then our good friends down in Texas, the Dallas eBabes and eMails Online Webinar will happen on Wednesday, October 26, 2016 at 8 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. The topic is going to be how to succeed in 2017 with Crazy Lister. The speakers are Max Golden and Victor Levitin. And there's a link on the page so you can register.
And then October 29th is eBay Sellers in the Denver Metro Area Meetup. And that's from 6 to 9 p.m. at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver, Colorado.
Ooh. And then on November 1st, the SoCal E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup will happen. And that's, like I said, Tuesday, November 1st. It starts at 6 p.m. and goes to 9 p.m. At Ciravello's wonderful restaurant in Long Beach, California. The topic is the art of having a successful garage sale. And the speaker is Jason T. Smith. There's no charge for the meeting, but please support the restaurant by purchasing food and a beverage.
Then on November 4th, the Steel City eBay, Amazon, and e-commerce sellers group meetup from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And that's Eat and the letter N. Park Restaurant in Homestead. The topic is e-commerce news and did you know e-commerce facts plus Q&A and networking.
Well, there you are.
And if you have an event, you know, it could be your meetup. It could be, you know, the big thing they had in Chicago last weekend. Griff and I talked about that every show.
Yeah.
Because it was on this event calendar. So if you've got an event or a seller meetup group, you need to keep us informed of all of your meetings so that we can talk about it. It's very important.
Very, very important.
Yes. So you're going to go pick Howie up.
I'm going to go pick him up after the show.
Mm-hmm. And is he doing okay? You talked to him this morning.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And so he comes home and everything's back to normal. So did they do the machine and everything on him today, or do you do that
No,
tonight?
I do that tonight.
You'll do it tonight. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay.
I'll stick that needle. Yes.
Yeah, so you said 5 days a week, right?
Yeah, roughly five.
Roughly.
It doesn't have to be in a row.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, and you have it all spelled out so you know what you got to do and all.
Oh, I'm old hat at this now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, tell him we love him.
I will.
I hope he's listening. We love you, Howie. And we're with you 100%, babe, and I can't wait to see you.
And so you shall.
I'm going to be seeing him next year sometime. I know that for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he wants to come to Las Vegas next year. So.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, we can pull that off.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Griff, it's been a blast today.
Of course,
as usual,
it's always
and I'll
fun.
See you on Thursday.
You will.
And
like Lee said, we'll be live on Thursday, October 27th. At 11 a.m. So join us then. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. eBay Radio's chief engineer and audio archives manager is John Sell. Executive producer is Melissa DeMille.
You can slow down.
Screener
you can slow
is
down.
Donna
we have time.
Freyer Lyons. E-Betsy is our Tuesday script writer and chatboard moderator, while CJ Jacinto is our guest booker as well as our Thursday script writer. And the man in the tux, Frank Caesar, is our voice extraordinaire. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Perfect.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubble Fest's Mark and Robin Levine. The superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
Stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio. You really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bit Software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.